Next case.
Case number 12943, Orlando and Evelyn Neves seek variances from the side yard setback requirement for an existing addition. Section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southwest of Comet Court within the Starlight Meadows subdivision. The 911 address is 6 Comet Court in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 7, Parcel 223.
And just for the board, this was another one from May 6th that we've heard. There is a record on this already. There was no one in opposition at that hearing. However, there was that same posting issue that we had, as with the other two cases we've heard this evening. I believe that's the last. This is the last of that batch. So, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Orlando Nieves, 6 Comet Court, Milton, Delaware.
Evelyn Nieves, 6 Comet Court, Milton, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And we do have quite a bit in the record already about this. I can go through some of the prior testimony with you to verify that if you'd like, to save us some time. And certainly if you had anything else you wish to add, you could do that as well, if you'd like to do it that way.
Yes.
Okay. I believe, Mr. Nieves, you had said that you had contracted through a builder on Angie's List to build an addition to the house. And that, and if you would just say yes, because the record can't catch nods, that the contractor indicated that no building permits were required, and the contractor began working but never came back after it was partially completed.
Yes.
And that there were other issues that the contractor created, and that you've now filed for building and plumbing permits.
Yes.
Yes.
The property is located on a cul-de-sac, and that there's a well in the front and the septic in the rear yard.
Yes.
Yes.
And that those structures did not allow you to locate the addition behind the house.
Yes.
Yes.
There's also woods in the rear yard. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
There's no homeowners association approval that's needed, and that the neighbor most affected by the request supports the application.
Yes.
Yes.
And that the addition is to be used for your daughter and son-in-law for their use. Is that right? Yes.
And a granddaughter.
And that there's been no complaints about the house, or the addition, right?
There's no complaints.
There's been no complaints.
No complaints.
And I think you had testified the house was built in 2011.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if that raises any questions of the board, but.
Questions? Anything?
Just a comment. We apologize for you having to come back out here for this.
We understand.
Did we send a letter to the, I think it was recommended we send a letter to the
contractor. Went back and listened. We did not. I don't know that we had that information, but certainly if we wanted to, we could ask for it.
We have the information, I believe, in a card in the packet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is anything besides, nothing's changed?
Nothing's changed. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not moved in yet.
Anything else from the board? Thank you. You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board?
I don't remember who made the motion, but whoever wants to make the motion, I'd suggest we refund their fee because of the inconvenience we caused.
Thank you.
I believe Mr. Williamson made the motion at the prior hearing.
And at this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12943 for Mr. Orlando and Mrs. Evelyn Neves. And I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we approve case number 12943 for Mr. and Mrs. Nieves for their requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record and made during the public hearing, and for the following reasons. I do believe that exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I don't believe this has altered the essential character of the neighborhood. And I also believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief And also, I would like to add Mr. Warfel's suggestion that we do refund for the inconvenience of having to come back. And I would like to also request that we send a letter to the contractor, just reminding them of the rules we have to abide by in the county.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And I too. They vote of 5-0. Your case is approved, and I thank you for coming back.